We welcome in North Platte City Councilman Ty Lucas joining us ahead of tonight's North Platte City Council meeting. Yeah. Happy New Year, Councilman Lucas.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Nice to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Good to have you in the studio in the new year. And Ty, how was the holiday season for you and the family?
You know, it's been good. It was a very busy holiday season for me at work. This year, the banking business has just been, there's just been a lot going on this year. And
sure.
We had one of the busier year ends we've had. And any time you have changes in tax policy, those types of things, people transact a lot of business and your banks are busy. So we were busy, but now we've got to rest up a little bit, and I'm excited for 2021.
I was talking to Mark Mayfield the other day, who works in the building with you, and he had some nice things to say about you and asked if I knew you, and I said, oh yeah, Ty and I are good friends. So professional financial advisors, Mark got a job there. He's a local guy, but it sounds like there's a lot of fun that you guys have over in the Nebraska Land Bank side. Not always, you know, the most, when we think of banks, we think of people in suits walking around, the whips being cracked, and that's not always the case.
No, we like to have a little fun, too. I mean, you've got to have fun at work because you spend so much of your life doing that. You have to be passionate about it and have fun doing it. But, yeah, PFA is our tenant up on the third floor, and what a great tenant to have in our building. You know, it complements what we do, and they're just really good guys. And he's one of those great examples of when there's young people that want to come back to North Platte. If they get that right career opportunity, they can go off to college and get some job experience. And then if somebody offers them that right job, they want to come back here.
Uh-huh.
And he is the perfect example of that. And we're just thrilled to have him working there, because he'd spent some time working at the bank when
he
was in high school.
Kind of ironic that, you know, and back in college a couple of times too, and he came back for the summer. He worked at Nebraska Land down on floor number one, and now he's up on floor number three.
Yep, it's great to see somebody who worked with us in high school then come back into finance. Unfortunately, he's working with PFA and not with Nebraska Land Bank, but that's okay because we're really good friends with those guys,
sure,
and they're great tenants.
At least you have them in the building, right?
We do, yep.
Now, looking at the city of North Platte side of things here, Councilman Lucas, one of the first things you and I talked about this morning when we were shooting the breeze off the air, and George, I know this is something that you've paid attention to a little bit too,
right.
Pickleball. An exciting sport that has some exciting traction here in the city of North Platte.
Right,
now.
And that's coming up on a council agenda. Is that right? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, there's a request tonight. There's a local group, and one thing I've really enjoyed on the council is when groups come to, when you see a group of people passionate about things, and they work with Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation and gain support, and then they also work with some of the local service clubs and gain support, and then they come to the city and they ask for an amount of, you know, a partnership or kind of a private-public partnership. And that's what we're going to hear a presentation on tonight. I don't know all the details because the presentation is tonight, but my understanding is there's going to be a New Bern Fund request, I think in the $5,000 to $10,000 range, for a project that's in the, you know, $25,000 to $30,000 range to have, I think, at least four really high-quality pickleball courts at Memorial Park. I mean, we have some courts today, mm-hmm. but my understanding is it's going to expand the pickleball courts and also make them really nice and modern. Pickleball is an interesting sport that's gaining a lot of momentum. I know in North Platte it is becoming tremendously popular. In Kearney it is a huge deal, along with other towns across Nebraska. And what's neat about it is it doesn't take a lot of expensive equipment to play. If a city can maintain, or parks can maintain, some good courts, people of all ages, and you can have competitive play, recreational play. I kind of look at it as a combination between like tennis and ping pong that's outdoors,
yep.
and you could be outdoors. So
accurate.
I'm pretty excited about tonight's presentation for two reasons. One, I think pickleball fits our wellness needs in the community well and enhances our park systems. But second, I get really excited when you see these partnerships where all the heavy lifting is done by people who are passionate about something and the city just needs to play a small partnership part in it.
Yeah, it's true. The courts are over by Memorial Park, which is near our office. So in my walks, which Tristan brought up a week or so ago, it's a famous stroller. But
did you get some people stop and ask for your autograph when they saw you walking?
No, Tristan. I just get a walk in. Anyway, we see them playing over there. And it's a wide variety of types of people, and it doesn't seem to take a whole lot of athletic training. A couple of our staff members joined the league and played, and everybody's having a good time, and it gets you outside, and it's a little bit of exercise, but it isn't like you've got to be in super great shape to be competitive in it, and everybody seems to be having a good time. And they had contacted the league, or the organizers had contacted us for publicity's sake, a year or so ago, and seem to have their ducks in a row and know what they're doing and trying real hard to make this a success for North Platte. And hey, you know, if you give people a place to play and a little bit of structure, they'll go play and have fun. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. it builds the community up.
You know, it's also important that you keep investing in your community and all the different parts of the community. And it's nice mm-hmm. to see further investment out here east mm-hmm. of the downtown, too. And mm-hmm. our area, I mean, Memorial Park's a very nice park. But
Beautiful park.
You think about a community, you want to keep investing in the different parts because investment creates traffic. More people playing pickleball might be more people that go to those businesses on East 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Or
sure.
that might mean more members to the Moose Club someday. Or it might mean
sure.
more
you
customers at Taco John's or more at Gary's Superfoods East. Or
right.
more people that drive through the car lot on East 4th. And so when you keep investing in the different geographic segments of your community, you keep activity moving throughout your community, and that's mm-hmm. important, too.
And I think this, too, is a good point, too, Councilman Lucas. We're blessed with numerous quality parks here in the city of North Platte. Everybody thinks about Cody Park, and that's great, but we're blessed with several quality parks in Memorial, already a good quality park. Looks like it might become a little bit better with some of the pickleball enthusiasts stopping in Memorial more often now.
Yeah, our parks, and I've always said before, the beauty of our trees in the community, there's a lot of people that put a lot of effort into that, at this, both city and volunteer-wise, mm-hmm. and it's absolutely one of North Platte's greatest attributes that we should be really proud of. And also, this is a great way to remember Mr. Newbern, who put the endowment forth for the city for the benefit of parks, and I think in particular outdoor activities and kids' activities, and so we should be very thankful for that generosity that happened in the community many years ago, too.
Now, that's one of the first items on the regular agenda. What else on the agenda for the city council meeting tonight catches your attention, Councilman Lucas?
Well, we have a cell tower tonight, and cell towers are always an interesting topic. I was asking Tristan off air a little bit. I said, well, you haven't been on the Planning Commission too long, and you got a cell tower in
yeah.
your first one of your
My
first meetings.
One.
Yeah. You know, with all kidding aside, though, these are important decisions because the getting data usage and phone usage to people, I mean, everybody carries a mini computer phone with them today.
Mm.
And so getting that infrastructure, it is critical infrastructure in today's world. So it is really important. But I do also understand that if I own a home and somebody was going to put a cell phone tower right next to it, I would be very interested in, well, what's that tower going to be like, and is it going to hurt my property value? Is it going to be bothersome to me? So these are difficult decisions. Now, one thing that I think is a little unknown out there is that when a city looks at, a planning commission looks at this, we're not in a role of assessing any health effects. I think the FAA has jurisdiction over that and has made determination that this placement of a cell phone tower does not impact public health. So this is not a public health decision. And typically, if people have concerns about that, the mayor will direct them to other resources, state or federal.
Sure.
The city is really analyzing this from a planning and zoning and a conditional use permit aspect, and it really ties back to, does it meet the assembly of that area or that neighborhood? So, yeah, I'm sure we'll have a lot of good discussion and debate. Now, I think the Planning Commission passed that with a 7-1 vote. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And so we're coming with a strong recommendation from the Planning Commission on this, but I'm anxious to hear any testimony about it, and then I'm sure we'll be having some discussions about it as well.
And I think the Planning Commission made a few stipulations.
Yep. There were a few stipulations. Privacy fence, no cameras on the tower, and I think there's no light on the tower either.
So there's some been a few adjustments made, and,
yep.
and then it comes the final step in the process, and that's to talk to City Council about it. And you guys have to sign off and agree mm-hmm. before it can be built, right?
Yep. The other thing that's kind of evolved is the visual aesthetics of cell phone towers have definitely improved in recent years, and some of the towers that are coming up today, I think, are a lot less intrusive. But no, these are those tough decisions that local government makes, because in one camp you have critical infrastructure that's looking to expand, and I'm aware there is some opposition, I think, from neighboring property owners, and so they have every right to testify and provide their points to the council, and then I'm confident the council will make a good decision on it.
And for this, Councilman Lucas, you can talk about this better than what I can, but for items like this and for the pickleball conversation as well, I think it's important for people to note that for you and for your colleagues on the council, nobody comes in with their mind made up. Everybody has an opinion, obviously, but our elected officials are very open-minded and want the facts presented to them before voting in the council meeting.
Absolutely. I mean, I know that I go through pretty much the same process with every item, and that is first to read it and make sure I understand it, and often read it twice in a second setting. Then I always try to go to the site, even if I'm familiar with the site, I always try to go to the site after reading it. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, you listen to any contacts that you have, and then I go into the meeting anxious to hear testimony, and then from the time you hear testimony, you start to take all of the research you've done and the thinking you've done about it, and you start to put together your decision. Also, and then you're going to listen to other council members, particularly people who may be in that ward or who received more contacts. And so this ties back to the importance of it is important to contact your council members or come and testify at the meetings, because we really do listen. I don't go into any meeting with the decision 100% made. There's some that I'm going to have a higher degree of certainty on.
Sure.
Than others. But like you take the cell phone tower, I will go in tonight with an undecided degree of certainty, but knowing that a strong recommendation came from the Planning Commission that I take very seriously. And then from there, I'll take in all the information, and when it's time to push the buttons and vote, I'll make my vote.
Will you and Councilman Bowles be getting some flashbacks from your time on Planning Commission together with the cell phone tower conversation?
You know, we had a run there when we were both on the Planning Commission. It was about a 1 or 2 year run where it seemed like every other meeting we had a controversial cell tower request. And so we do kind of joke about cell tower requests. But with that said, they are important, serious decisions.
And they're taken very seriously as well.
Yep.
Got to poke fun at Ty and Pete whenever you get the chance, because you guys have been in public service for a long time and served very well on the Planning Commission for a number of years, and now it's exciting to have that background on the City Council as well. And speaking of the Council, I think one of the final items on the agenda today is to elect a Council President for the new year.
Yep. So between our group tonight, I think we need to decide who's going to be the Council President for 2021. And that's an important job, because if it is a backup position to the mayor, whether that be presiding over meetings or if the mayor was unable to serve in their duties for a while, that is, and they're kind of the leadership of the council too. It's nice that a council member has somebody they can go to as the president if there's something they want to discuss or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's important. And then tonight also we have more industrial zoning on Front Street.
Yeah.
And so I hadn't mentioned that yet, but at Front and Grant, there's a request to shift some more lots. And so I know it was passed, was maybe last month, the request on, was it Oak and Front? And so this is just two or three blocks away from that.
And it's to change to light industrial zone from residential?
It's an I-1, it's an I-1 light industrial district. And so most of that area is a residential, like R2, which would be single family and duplexes, and so this is a request to go to light industrial. So this would be very similar to the request we saw at Oak and Front a couple months ago.
Looks like three lots or something. It's
a
little bigger area, maybe.
Yeah, it is a little bigger area, and it also goes one lot deeper than just the frontage lot. So I think there's a secondary lot there too. So no, I'm anxious to hear any testimony and get all the information associated with that request as well.
And it'll be an interesting meeting tonight.
I believe that falls in Ward 3. You mentioned constituents of the proposed cell phone tower. Is that Ward 2 or is that Ward 3?
You know, I was going to go look that up because the line's right there.
Yeah.
I think it's 3. I think it's just a couple blocks off Ward 2. I should know if that's in my ward or not, but I was going to look that up today on my map. But it's right on the line.
Okay.
So
I thought that was about where the border was.
Yeah.
So I didn't remember for sure, but
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in Ward 3. This is just this is about a block from where Mr. Carman lives, and I think this is Ward 3, but it's really close to the Ward 2 line, I think.
Okay. Anything else you want to add this morning, Councilman Lucas?
No, I did, as promised, get my Facebook Ty Lucas for City Council page back up and running, and I am putting out a little bit of content, like I'll put out an overview of a meeting or if I'm looking for feedback on an issue. So that's just another way people can use the messenger function, or they can put a comment right into the page. It currently it's called Ty Lucas for City Council. Now that I'm on City Council, I'm trying to figure out how to rename that page. Yeah. Maybe it's Ty Lucas City Council. But anyway, if you put Ty Lucas for City Council, even though I'm not currently running for office, you will access that page and you can see any content that I put up about the meetings, or welcome to use that as another way to contact me.
Little rebranding possibly, so you'll be taking suggestions on the name change too.
Yeah, sure. Anybody's got a suggestion for the name change. Now, again, if I decide to run for office here again at the election in what, a year and a half, I guess then I might have to switch it back.
So. Might have to revert. So.
Yeah, so it could be a temporary name change.
The challenges of our world.
Well, that's right.
That means you'll learn how to do it, and that knowledge will come in handy in the future too.
Well, it will, because I don't know how to do it right now. I was trying the other day to figure out how to do it, and I was struggling. So I just need to talk to some of my social media expert friends, figure out how to rename it, and then I'll know how to do it next time.
Councilman Lucas, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you next month, sir.
Yeah, it's nice to see you guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after this quick break here on Husker Radio's KODY.